Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Again, tuned into Are You is Personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time from Hopper Woods, Michigan. On tonight, we have none other than my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, from Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. He is filling in for Pastor Sean Conley on tonight. So I will have to reschedule Pastor Sean Coney. That's his name. Pastor Sean Coney, I will have to reschedule him at a later date. So Pastor Norman King, God bless his heart, has stepped up to the plate to fill in on tonight. And he's going to be sharing God's word with us again on tonight. So I'm asking our listeners, as I always do, please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King on tonight. We are getting ready to go into prayer. I'm asking the people of God on tonight, if you would please lift up the families of our belated sister, Mary Abraham, who was funeralized on last Saturday. We want to keep her nephew, Elder Saron Rambis, and that entire family, her sister Rosie Rambis. We want to keep that entire family in our prayers. We also want to keep the family of our brother Turner Hughes, whose homegrown service was on today, this morning. We want to keep that family lifted up in prayer as well. And all those that have lost loved ones, whether we know them or not, all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, whether we know them or not, keep them, those families, lifted up in prayer. I am so grateful we serve an awesome God. We don't have to send him anywhere because guess what? He's already there. So please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have allowed us to wake up and see without hurt, harm, or danger in the name of Jesus. We come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every saved believer that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I come looking at our Uncle Jeff down in Marion, Alabama, Jeff Holt. We lift him up to you, Heavenly Father, because you know what he's going through. We know what the doctors have said. They have given their report, but we know that you have the final say no matter what it looks like. We know that you can turn this situation around. We know that people have had other conditions, and you have stepped in, and you moved your hand, and they are still here today because I'm living proof. I'm a living witness of what you can do when you step into a situation and you say, live and not die. So we lift up Uncle Jeff, and not only him, but anyone else that are sick and afflicted, that have been given a bad report from the doctor. We lift them up to you now, Heavenly Father, know that you can change things because you have the final say, no matter what it looks like, that you get the glory in every situation. Continue to comfort and strengthen all those that have bereaved on tonight all over the land in the name of Jesus. And your word lets us know as Christians, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we are to pray for the peace and prosperity of Jerusalem and Israel. So we lift up Jerusalem and Israel to you right now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that your will be done for your glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace that you extend to us in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that now you will move by your spirit through your man of God on tonight over the airways, that your word will go forth, that we will hear your word and receive your word. Therefore, we can be better doers of your word after hearing this word on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Norman King. Have your way in him. Help him to decrease so that you may increase in him, not only him, but each one of us as doers of your word. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us. We lift up all those that are behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts, even though they're incarcerated. That's going to give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully dials in, whether by phone or through social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. Continue to bless them and grant them all the desires of their hearts. They will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We also want to consider lift up Sister Mary Ann King, who's on the line tonight. Cousin Mary Ann King, thank you for dialing in. And I pray and hopefully that Aunt Essie is on the line as well, hopefully, that we're going to continue to lift her up in prayer. And so we are being faithful doers of God's word. He said the fervent prayers of the righteous still, guess what, avail as much. So that's why it's so important that we are sisters and brothers in Christ, whether we know each other or not, keep each other lifted up in prayer. We get ready to go to our spiritual food for thought for tonight. And it simply says this to you and I, my sisters and brothers. Don't take God or life for granted. I'm going to say this again because this is a spiritual food for thought for every Christian. Because sometimes, even as Christians, I think sometimes we take God and we take life for granted. So tonight's spiritual food for thought is a reminder for all of us. Don't take God or life for granted. I do welcome comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note, I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. That being said, we know that Pastor Norman King is getting ready to come forth and he's going to share God's word. But before that, he's going to share with us a song. And it's titled, You Must Come In at the Door by Reverend Timothy Wright. You must come in at the door. But listen, I want you all to mark your calendars. Next Thursday night, we will not be on the air next Thursday night because we are preparing my church choir. We have been selected to sing downtown at Hart Plaza on next Sunday, the 13th. So we have our final choir rehearsal on this coming Thursday night, preparing for that. So I will not be on the air next Thursday night because I do sing in the choir. So I want to be at that rehearsal so we can prepare for singing downtown at Hart Plaza on next Sunday evening at 3:30. So remind the listeners and your friends and everyone that dials in to this ministry platform that there will not be a program on next Thursday night. But we will be back on next Saturday night. God be willing. Pastor Ron May will be delivering God's word on next Saturday night. And the following Thursday, as always, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C., will be delivering God's word on the third Thursday of this month. Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. That being said, we're ready to go to Pastor Norman King, and I pray once again that you all that have dialed in, that you all that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those of you that are incarcerated behind prison bars, we pray and hope that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King after he shared his song. Musical selection, you must come in at the door, and following that musical selection, the next voice you will hear will be Pastor Norman King of Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King, I yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. We're so humbly grateful for the abiding presence of Almighty God and for privilege me the opportunity, and thank God for your strength in the Lord, Cousin James. And I will go ahead and play this song. It's from Reverend Timothy Wright.
I want to have some sanctified folk that can get up on your feet. Anybody remember how we used to have church? Somebody had a tambourine. Somebody had a washboard.
Thank you.
Hello? Hold on, we got the, wait a minute, hold on a second. Pastor King's call just dropped, so hold on, give him a second to dial back in. We know that's nobody but the enemy, but we know that the enemy don't have the victory, so we're going to wait for Pastor Norman King. He's dialing back in now. Okay. Praise the Lord. The devil is alive. We got him back. All right, Pastor King, we're back. You're back on the line. You're back on the line.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I got a little happy there. And,
that's all right.
Hit the wrong button. I was supposed to be hitting the button on the music device, hit the other button. When I was getting that song ready today and my wife heard it playing, she said that that reminded her of you, James, on that piano. Amen, amen.
Lord,
you know, and praise the Lord. We thank God for that example, you know, that example
right,
that you have laid for be able to hear that song and to refer to you because he heard you so many times play the piano. So tonight, as I said, we are so humbly grateful for God's presence as we come to deliver the word by way of the Holy Spirit tonight. We're going to be looking in the book of Revelation, the third chapter, verse 20. I'm gonna cover all verses 14 to 22, but my main focus, you know, is going to be upon verse 20. And that song is where Timothy Wright says, you must come in at the door.
Yeah.
With that being said, I'm
going to
read verses 3 and 20, where Jesus is saying, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Let us pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, thank you, thank you for your abiding presence.
You.
We know you say, heard, that where two or three is gathered together in your name, touching the green, you're here in the midst. And we know, Father God, as I heard earlier, saying that you already done what you're supposed to do. It's up to us to be obedient,
yes.
Allow your Holy Spirit to take total control. We thank you. We love you. We pray again, Father God, for the bereaved. I know in my area here, Father God, pray the strength of the family. Pray for those on the side of my voice that they hear you and not me. As I give way to you right now, we ask these blessings tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Coming tonight, like I said, Revelations 3:14-22, giving you a topic tonight. It's going to be, it's Jesus, let me in. And this is Jesus, let me in, please. Jesus is saying, let me in. It's Jesus, y'all. Let me in, please. Amen. Punctuation mark, amen. I got three of them here. So Jesus is standing at the door knocking. Amen. And he's standing there knocking. Whether you receive him or reject him, he's still knocking. So I'm going to say again, it's Jesus. Let me in, please. Amen. So when we look at this third chapter, 14, verse through 22, it's dealing with a church. You know, Revelation talks about seven churches, amen. But we're going to deal with this church, and I hope it's familiar with some. If not, let it be from this day forward, something that you are familiar with, this particular church. And this church here is Laodicea. Amen. And this church here was affluent, but lukewarm and half committed. Amen. So this church had to be addressed. Amen. By who? By Christ. Amen. And out of the seven churches, this was considered the worst church out of the seven. And in this church, we find that Christ does not commend this church at all. Amen. I'm going to go back and read verse 14. It says, and unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write, being said the amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. And this is what he says. I know thy works. See, nothing that we do is hidden from God. Amen. No matter how we try to do or hide or whatever you want to do, just know that God sees and knows everything, man. So he says 15, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Thou art cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will, that's a promise, y'all, I will spew thee out of my mouth. That's a warning, amen. So the complaint here, and then let me back up. Know who's talking. Jesus is the speaker, amen. Mm-hmm. And he's speaking, amen, to the headship, the one he's holding accountable, amen. The complaint against this church is that, look here, you lukewarm, amen. You are neither hot or cold, amen. So he says, mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do because, amen, I'm going to spit you out. Amen. Verse 17 says, because thou sayest I'm rich and increase with goods and have need of nothing. We got some folks like that, y'all. Come on. You know something like that. Yeah, amen. God has blessed their church and prospered them so much that they think they don't need what? Nothing. Amen. And knowest not that thou art wretch and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Now I'm going to get down to the message. Amen. And we'll cover some of these areas as I get into the meat of this message, amen. Like I said, nothing that he had to say was commending this church, amen. And I say again, this is one of the churches that this was considered the worst out of all of them. In your godly imagination, amen, imagine a church that may as well not even exist. Come on, he said, even hot or cold, if you're not hot or cold, I spit you out, amen. So think about that. A church that, well, not even exists. A church that, what, has no good within its body whatsoever. This is just little distant church, amen. A church that does no good at all. That's a terrible thing. And these churches that was illustrated in Revelation, amen, it shows you that these are churches that represent the day and time we in right now, amen. Now, what was it that made the church so bad? Good question, amen. So useless and what? Worthless, amen. It was lukewarmness, amen, which means that the church was indifferent. The church was complacent. The church was half-hearted. The church was in neutral. You know, you put your car in neutral, it ain't going nowhere, right? The church, follow me now, the church and its believers were only halfway committed to Christ, amen, only half-hearted in their worship and their service for him, amen. Imagine to Christ there is no good whatsoever in a lukewarm, half-hearted believer. This is the word now. Jesus speaking these words, and that's why it's so important that we stay humble and we stay focused and don't play. Amen, because this is how Jesus, our Lord, look at lukewarmness, look at half-hearted and half-committed folks, amen. The members, it said, and they was what? Lukewarm, amen. There are a few, follow me now, amen. I know, use your own walk for God as a testimony to what I'm saying, amen. There are a few who are what? Really hot. That is, they're really committed. So in the midst of the lukewarm, half-hearted, there are a remnant of God's people who are really on fire, amen. Don't let the lukewarm, don't let the half-hearted folk put out your or quench your fire. Amen. Now,
that's right.
We must study, and tonight we must study what Christ says to this church. Amen. And take heed, because there's some warning and there's some counsel, because he's standing at the door and he's knocked. Some appreciate him and some don't. Some appreciate you and some don't. Some talk about you.
Right.
Some encourage you. But the thing of it is, put yourself in this scripture tonight, man, and know that if you are that one that is saying it's hot, stay humble. Stay on fire. Don't allow the negativity, the gossip, and all the things that goes wrong. The worldism, amen, a lot of churches nowadays is this lukewarm, half-hearted church. They got so much of the world in the house of God. Amen.
Yes,
so Christ
Lord,
says, Christ is a message to who? The headship, the one he holds accountable, mm-hmm. the minister, the pastor, amen.
That's
but he
pastor.
Is the one,
yeah.
is the one who is ultimately responsible for the state of the church. So that's what Jesus mm-hmm. is dealing with, amen. So Christ expects the minister to be the first, come on somebody, to heed the warning against what? Lukewarmness and half-hearted committed folk, amen. Then expects the minister to take the message of the Lord where to the church and declare his warning to the believers, amen. So it's not about smiling all the time and all these good happy things, because we got to deal with the illustration example that Christ wants to understand that this church. There was nothing good said about this half-hearted, lukewarm church other than I would spit you out. Now, it's a sad commentary when the Lord himself had not one, come on, church, not one good thing to say to this church at all. Amen. I pray that that's not you, and I pray that if it is you, amen, I pray that you repent. So I want to shift gears and get down to the meat of this message and deal with around verse 18. Verse 18, it says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in where? The fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye that thou mayest see. Verse 19, as many as I love, come on, I rebuke, come on, and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and so what he's saying is like, be quick. If you fit this category of this lukewarm, half-hearted church, he's telling you in verse 19 that I love you, but I need you to move quickly, amen, and what?
Yeah, repent.
So the counsel is Christ advises the church to do three things, amen. Christ counsels them to buy what? Spiritual gold, spiritual clothing, spiritual eye slave, amen. Change what you're looking at, amen. What do each of these mean? The church needs to buy spiritual gold that is what? Purified in the fire. Come on, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So in the background of the church, amen, that way you can put this with some church that you may know and you may even attend. Come on, amen. This city of Laodicea was a banking center and a manufacturing center, and it was extremely wealthy. Come on, somebody. So Christ is teaching the church this. Their wealth is not true wealth. Amen.
Mm.
What they need is spiritual gold, spiritual wealth. Why? So they can be truly rich. See, gold represents spiritual wealth. All the riches and inheritance offered by who? Christ. All the spiritual things, they make life rich and overflowing. And let me explain some. Love, joy, peace, goodness, faith, assurance, confidence, security, hope. Amen. Can I teach tonight? Amen. It is possessing all the abundance of life. Amen. earthly riches cannot buy love. Can I get a witness? Amen.
Right.
Earthly
That's
riches
right.
cannot buy joy, peace, or happiness. Amen. Now, riches cannot keep a person healthy. Come on, somebody. Nor keep him alive, nor erase emptiness and loneliness. But so many are so what? Blinded. That.
Yeah.
By what?
Yep, yeah.
Worldly wealth and possessions that they ignore it. Man's great need, mm-hmm. come on somebody, is for what? Spiritual goals. Amen. All, above all else, we need the riches of the Spirit. Spiritual
mm-hmm.
goal, the only thing that can satisfy what? Our souls. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Know that spiritual treasures are found. Where are they found at? In Christ. Amen. In Christ. Amen. If we are to be spiritually wealthy, we have to come where? To Christ. And he stayed at the door,
mm-hmm.
knocking. He's knocking. And he's knocking. And he's knocking. His mercy endures forever. Whether you jacked up from the floor, his mercy endures forever. He's still knocking. He's still knocking. My topic, again, it's Jesus. He's knocking. It's Jesus. He's saying, let me in, please. Let me in, please. Amen. Matthew 6:20. It says, but lay up for yourselves treasures where? In heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Where neither moth nor rust do corrupt. And where thieves do not break through nor steal. Amen. Matthew 12:33 says, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. So you know by your fruit. Come on. Amen. We are known by our fruit. Amen. This church lived this year. It needed to buy white clothing. Amen. Now, I told you how rich the city was. Amen. So the city was a clothing center, a large textile
mm-hmm.
and manufacturing. So Christ is telling them this. No matter how much clothing that you manufacture, you are lacking real clothing. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So what this needs is what? Spiritual clothing. Why? So the shame of their spiritual nakedness will not be exposed. And this refers to what? The righteousness of Christ. Amen. The pure righteousness of Christ that makes you and me what? Acceptable to God. Amen. A person must
mm-hmm.
be clothed in the righteousness of God. In other words, we must put on the righteousness of Christ. Amen. I'm just trying to give a little illustration, amen, that Jesus, God, his mercy, what endures forever. Amen. He's not at your heart door tonight. You know who you are. You know what you're doing. You know what you're not doing. But I'm here tonight to let you know that Jesus is saying tonight, let me in, please. I know what you're going through, situation. He said, but you got to repent, though. Amen. That means turn 180 degrees in a 180 degrees direction. Turn from where you are and repent and get it right with the Lord. Amen. Now,
amen.
See, so what we say here in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things
mm-hmm.
are passed away. So what he's saying tonight, if you fit this category of half-heartedness or lukewarmness, he said, now I need you to let that old stuff go, amen, and repent and turn around and get back on, as old folks you say, get back on the good foot, amen. We know what it means, amen.
Yeah, get
so
this
scripture,
let's
get back on the scripture. I didn't finish it all out. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. I thank God for this revelation that he's given out to us tonight. Now, it says here that the church, this church in Laodicea, amen, it has another need. As Mother Grace, when she lived, she always used to say that everybody got a need, amen. This church needed to buy what? Eye slaves, amen. Remember, another illustration of the church now, or this city, amen. The city was well-known. You know some well-known city. You know some well-known church, amen. They was well-known medical school. I'm bringing you back and giving you the illustration of Laodicea, amen. They was well-known, you know, and they concentrated on treating the eyes with a famous eye salve, amen. So now, to be relevant to what Jesus is saying here, he's telling them that no matter how much you treat eyes with your stuff, you're still blind. You still in the dark. Amen. No matter how rich you is, how much laugh you got, how much the inventory you got, you still are blind. Why? Because this Laodicea, they do not spiritually see the light of the world. Come on, somebody. Well, who is the light of the world? Mm-hmm. The Lord Jesus Christ himself. He is the light of the world. And you can't see him if you're blind. Come on. You got all that mess, that world in you. You can't see him. Amen. But I'm going to say again, his mercy endures forever. Amen. So, in other words, they saw little, if any, of Christ himself because they was caught up in lukewarmness and half-heartedness. Mm-hmm. They wasn't committed. And so I'm just giving words tonight, not to discourage you, but just giving you some information about what thus said the Lord and why he addressed this lukewarm church. And in this church here, he had nothing good to say because of their lukewarm. He said, you be hot or cold or lukewarm, I spit you out. Amen. So it's a continuation. Amen. John 1:4 says, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for this illustration that Jesus gives. Amen. Now, get back to that zealous. He is saying to them, I need you, if you fit the category of the ones that he's counseling tonight, he's saying, don't drag your feet. I need you to be zealous. In other words, move quickly toward repentance. Amen. I need you to repent. It's very critical. The matter is so critical that Christ exhorts them to be zealous in repenting. Amen. Not just be zealous and not to just repent, but to be zealous in repenting. The word zealous means to boil or to burn with zeal, sincerity, and earnestness. In other words, don't let no grass grow. You got to move and move right now. It means to burn a path to repent. He said if you fit this category of this church that he had nothing good to say about, you need to move and move quick tonight. Amen. Being lukewarm and half-hearted to Christ is so serious. Let me stop for a minute. It's so serious. Amen. And I hope that the ones on the side of my voice that you are really listening to the Spirit of God speaking through his word, amen? Being lukewarm and half committed to Christ, amen? Because it's all about him, y'all. It's so serious. A person must repent when? Immediately, amen? A person cannot afford 1 minute more before what? Repenting, amen? Being lukewarm and half-hearted to Christ, I'm going to say again, it's so serious a matter that you need to go ahead and repent. Even if you're hearing me right now, go and do it right now. Or just do it. Just stop listening to me and just start repenting right now and get right with God. Amen. A person cannot afford 1 minute more. You need to go ahead and do it now. Christ counseled them to do what? Open the door of their heart. We're going back to our main verse, y'all. He counseled them to open the door of their heart and what? Let him in. Amen. This is the most beautiful and meaningful picture of Christ in all scripture. Amen. He stands at your heart's door saying what? Let me in. I got five things I want to say about this picture. There is the standing Christ. Amen. It means that he stands at the door. Amen. And this symbolizes his readiness to enter the life of a person. I'm talking about Jesus, y'all. I'm talking about our Lord, amen. To stand in Christ and stand at your heart's door, waiting on you to be zealous toward repenting, because he's ready to enter your life right now. He is the one who takes the initiative to save men. I'm talking about Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen. Jesus Christ stands before the heart of man as the Savior of the world, as loving so much that he has come into the world to do what? Save men. Amen. He is the one who has traveled a great distance from the majesty of heaven down to man's heart. Amen. God is an awesome God, y'all. Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save such as be of a contrite spirit. That's the kind of God that we have, amen. The second point is that there is the knocking Christ. I had the standing Christ, now the knocking Christ. He stands at the door and do what? Knocks. And this symbolizes what? The seeking Christ, amen. Christ has not only come to earth and walked over to man's heart, he knocks upon the heart of man. So he's knocking it. You know who you are. You know, is this the Spirit of God is speaking through me through this wide world web, if I said it right, amen. And he's speaking to you right now. He's knocking on your heart right now, amen. Christ has not only come to earth to walk over the man's heart, he's knocking. He's knocking on your heart's door right now. He actively seeks to enter man's heart. Come on, somebody, amen. He knocks and knocks because his mercy endures forever, amen. At the door of man's heart, and he refuses to what? Give up. Man may give up. You may give up. I may give up. But Jesus Christ, our Lord, he never gives up. He keeps on knocking and knocking.
Thank you,
for me to open up and let him in. Listen here. Christ knocks so much that a person has to either open up or deaden his ears to the knock. Come on. Amen.
My God. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Because look, you know how it is. Sometimes you can say God, 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 and people may not, it may be disturbed a little bit, but you start saying Jesus' name. Amen. It's with the Hebrews 4:12, double-edged sword. Come on, somebody, man. Is that all right? Now, I'm going to give you an illustration. Luke 15:4. It says, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 and in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And that's what I'm doing tonight. Amen. That's what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to say it for a third time. That's what I'm doing tonight. I'm focusing mainly upon this scripture. Amen. 3:20. And I want you to know that Jesus is standing at your heart now tonight knocking, saying, let me in, please, 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 let
please,
me
please.
In. And there's another illustration of Christ. It's the pleading Christ. He pleads for entry. He's standing there because his mercy endures forever. This symbolizes a compassion of Christ. He knocks. He not only knocks, he pleads and begs for man. Come on, James. He pleads and begs for man to open his heart. Amen.
Surrender.
His mercy.
Yeah.
His mercy.
Yeah.
His mercy. He is merciful, should I say, and full of compassion.
Yes,
amen.
And
he
really
knows what life
yeah.
should be. For he what? Created life. So should he know? Amen.
Yes,
I want to thank God. And what it says in Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all you that labor and are what?
Heavy
laden.
Heavy.
And I will. See, that's a promise. I will give you rest.
Rest.
Amen.
Yeah,
God
personal.
Is awesome, and he's worthy to be praised. Another illustration about Christ is that there is the penetrating Christ. Amen. This is the most glorious promise imaginable. Amen. Imagine the Spirit of Jesus Christ living within the heart and life and body of a person. Amen. When a person hears his voice, come on, James, and opens his heart, Christ
yes,
enters,
Lord.
He penetrates the life of the person. Amen. And this symbolizes the life-changing presence and power of the living Christ. Amen. When he enters and penetrates a person's life, he causes the most radical changes imaginable. He causes the person to be what? Born again. Amen.
Yeah.
Person to be born again. That's why that song from Tempted Right says you must come in at the door. Amen.
And Jesus is the door.
Amen. He makes a new creature out of the person. Amen. Is that all right, church? And John 3:3-5. Let me read it. Jesus speaking again. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Again, 2:5. So he makes a new creature out of the person. Amen. He makes a new man out of the person. I'm talking about Jesus standing at your heart's door knocking tonight. He's knocking. It's Jesus. Let me in, please. He said, it's Jesus, y'all. It's Jesus. He's knocking. Don't call it nobody else. It's Jesus knocking at your heart's door saying, please let me in. Amen. 1 Peter 1:23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. And there's, I think it's my last illustration here, is that there is the companion Christ. Amen. And this symbolizes what? Fellowship. When Jesus Christ enters and penetrates a person's heart, he lives, how long? Forever within the life of the person. He is always present with the person, looking after the person, caring for them, caring with them, leading them, guiding them, strengthening them, empowering them, providing for and meeting a man or woman need. Amen. When Jesus Christ enters a life, there is no good thing whatsoever that is kept. Cut God on my. Let me stop. Amen. Come on. Let me take a sip of water. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Amen. It says, when Jesus Christ, I'm going to read it again. When Jesus Christ enters a life, there is no good thing whatsoever that is kept from the person. Amen. He has the richest fellowship possible, fellowship and communion with the Son of God himself and the person as it, how long and ever. We thank God again.
Yes.
Amen. For his word. I thank God for his word. But you know, I can't leave you without giving you the overcomer's promise. What kind of time I got? I got time, amen. We look down there in verse 21. It says, to him that overcometh, another promise, y'all, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with the Father in his throne. Amen. So that's a promise. Amen. For the overcomer. Promise is glorious. The overcomer shall sit upon the throne of Christ and of God. Amen. The person who overcomes what? Overcome what? I'm going back to where I started from, y'all. The person who overcomes the lukewarmness, come on, and have hard commitment to Christ.
Oh, Jesus.
Who repent. Got to repent. Who repent and turns his life over to Christ shall sit upon the throne of Christ and of God. What does this mean? That we shall rule and reign with Christ forever.
Yes, Lord.
Ever.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you and I love you. I thank you and I love you. For a third time, I thank you and I love you. And I pray that the listeners have heard your word and apply it to their lives. Amen. And share it with others as well. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
In
amen.
Jesus,
it's
man.
In your hands. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pastor Norman King, thank you so much. And I just piggyback off of what you just said because I can't teach it the way you did, and I'm not going to try. But I just want to put it out there just like you did. For anyone that may be listening, if you know that you are out of fellowship with God, if you know that you have not personally accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you need to do it today. If you know that you have sinned, and whether you knew it or not, whether by commission or omission, you need to repent. That goes for me as well. I'm not exempt either. We need to repent. When we do sin, we need to repent immediately so that we can be in good standing and fellowship with God so that our work for him on earth will not be in vain. So we thank you for this word on tonight, Pastor Norman King. I know that the listeners were blessed by this word, and I'm so grateful that, again, I can't say it enough, that God has opened this door for this platform to be shared with prisons and prisoners across America. So I know that they are being blessed and encouraged and inspired by the word. And I have a feeling that someone, even behind prison bars, are being saved because of this worldwide platform being now heard in the prison. So we just give God the glory. I may not get a report, but I know it's working because I do get information, feedback from some of the prisoners, letting us know that they are hearing this worldwide platform and other ministries that are shared with the prisoners. It's not going out void. They're being blessed and inspired by it. So we just give God the glory, honor, and praise for that. So right now, I'm getting ready to open up the phone lines for anyone that have dialed in on tonight. If you have a question for Pastor Norman King regarding tonight's message, or if you just want to give him a word of encouragement, you have an opportunity to do so now. The phone lines are open. Someone needs to mute your phone. I can hear your television in the background. If you have a television on in the background, please mute your phone. Hello? Hello? I think I know where it's coming from. That's all right. Okay, I took care of that. All right. Praise the Lord. I'll go back to that line in a minute. But praise the Lord. The phone lines are open for anyone else that have dialed in. If you have a comment or a
Pastor. Good evening, good evening, Pastor King. Pastor King, man, you broke that thing down tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, you did.
You broke it down and explained it. Oh, that was so wonderful. That was a wonderful lesson tonight. And I was thinking about while you was talking about the lukewarm church, I was thinking, you know, like when we go out to the restaurant and we go to eat, we don't want no lukewarm coffee. Because that's nasty. We don't want no lukewarm soup. I tell them to take it back and bring me some hot soup. So you know God does not want any lukewarm Christian.
Amen.
And I thank you for that message tonight. Thank you for that message tonight. Love you. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Sister Gwen. You always have positive words of encouragement. Go ahead, Pastor
King. That's good. No, I'm saying that. Look, I received that right there when she said I received all of it. Amen. Thank you
so much, Sister Gwen. Anyone else? I'm going to go back to the other line. In the meantime, go ahead. Anyone else? The lines are still open. Anyone else have any comments or feedback for Pastor Norman King?
Yes, I enjoyed the message tonight. Thank you, Reverend King. I enjoyed it, and my heart is not locked. God can get in. I'm not lukewarm. I am fully committed to God.
Praise God.
And I'm asking y'all just keep on praying for me, and you keep on speaking the word.
Thank you. Amen.
God bless you too. We know that we love you.
We pray for you. You hang in there. Keep the faith, because God is not through with you yet either. We thank you for dialing in and being blessed by and inspired by the word on tonight, Essie. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open.
Oh, yes. That was good.
And Sister Mary Ann King.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary Ann King, for tuning in. And know that we're still praying for you. God ain't through with you yet either. So I thank God for you, my cousin. And you just continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand and continue to believe the report of the Lord that you're going to live and not die, because God got something else for you to do that's going to give him some more glory. That's personal for you, Mary Ann.
Oh, he keep working on me.
Oh, yes. Amen. He's working on all of us. Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
Giving honor to Christ, I indeed truly enjoyed that message. When you were talking about repentance, when you were talking about forgiveness on the line, I had to do that recently, last Wednesday, and I know Brother Brown knows exactly what I'm talking about. I'm glad I did repent, because the time is near where we have to forgive all who have offended us, or we may have offended them. But I thank God for the word that came out of the mouth of the man of God. I thank you for that word. It really made me think about things even more. So I thank God for using you. I thank God for using Brother Brown. I just thank God so much, because when I come on here, it gives me a different perspective and a different outlook. So continue to let God use you, because you are changing lives through the word of God. And don't think for one second God is not pleased with you and Brother Brown.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you
so much. And likewise, Sister Taylor, I send that word back to you, because you are a faithful doer of God's word as well. And you too, Sister Gwen, Sister Mary Ann King, Sister Essie Tut, God is not through with you all that. Even though you may be homebound, God can still use you to be a witness for the Lord. Even if you have to go to a social media platform or get on the phone and pick up the phone or put a card in the mail to somebody and to be a witness for the Lord. So he ain't through with you yet. So I just thank God for allowing us to be used by him. Pastor King, were you saying something?
No, I'm just overjoyed by everything.
I do understand. You know what? We serve an awesome God.
Yeah.
Listen,
I need to hear it.
Amen. Listen, I just want you all to know, I thank God for how he has opened the doors for me and my new sisters and brothers in Christ that God has allowed our path to cross on this earth. He has opened the doors for us to meet people worldwide. And today I had a chance to meet Hill Harper, a young man that plays on you may know him by some of the different TV shows. He was a guest speaker at an event that I was attended with Dr. Eddie Connor, one of my very first guests that was on my show. Dr. Eddie Connor, he is now the author of 16 books. So he and his mother, Dr. Janice Connor, this morning. But I just thank God for all the different people that God has placed in my life and the new doors and avenues that he's opening for me. And not just for me, but you, my sister, you, my brother, continue to be faithful and continue to hold on to your faith. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand and continue to follow the process of God's and through his word that every believer, we ought to be living examples and epistles of Jesus Christ, our perfect example. So we're going to continue to pray for one another. We're going to continue to encourage one another with God's word, not with our feelings or not with our opinions, but with God's word. And when we do it God's way, we know that we cannot go wrong, and we know that God is truly being glorified. So Pastor Norman King, stay encouraged, my brother, my cousin. Stay encouraged and continue to do the work that God has called you to do, because you're doing a great work. And like the man in the word and God says, you're doing a great work for the Lord, and you cannot come down.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen, Pastor King. Love you, cuz. Listen, until next Thursday night, you're going to continue to be blessed. Continue to share this worldwide platform with others so they can tune in and be blessed by God's word. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.